Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to head down to Houston to be joined by Landry Locker. He covers the Texans. We'll get his thoughts on Damian Pierce, how he thinks he could potentially help the Chiefs, and if he is going to be used more as a kick punt returner or somebody that he sees getting carries for the Kansas City Chiefs. So Rob and I were getting ready for the show, and Rob says, I want to talk about the running backs. And it kind of caught me off guard, because if you've been listening to the show, you know that Rob is our resident expert hater. If Rob was the commissioner of the NFL, he would outlaw the position. It'd be like 7-on-7 drills if Rob was in charge. Now, if you also been listening, you know that I've been banging the drum about the importance of the position. Now, I think these numbers are very important in the context of what we are discussing. Did you know that Sunday was the highest number of under center runs that the Chiefs have had while Patrick Mahomes has been the starting quarterback for the team? So if you are one of the people who have been screaming at your television about eliminating some of the shotgun things that they have done, just get under the center, turn around and hand the ball off. The Chiefs heard your cries. They ran the ball 16 times. They averaged 2.9 yards per carry. So they were not effective in doing this, but they stayed with it. They stayed diligent in doing, and they controlled the time of possession, and they tried to control the line of scrimmage. Rob thinks that some of this conversation has been completely overblown about the run game, so I want to give Rob the floor.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Thank you as always, Carrington. We got to get to talk about running back. I think the impact, the value, what changed, what happened, all these things with Kareem Hunt on Sunday are being a little bit oversold. Me and you actually agree on a 10,000 foot view level. I think the Chiefs have to have some semblance of a run game and have to have better than a 75-25 split, more like 65-35, to be a true, efficient, great offense in the NFL. We agree on that. I don't know Sunday was a sign that the Chiefs are now an effective running team, and watch out, they can attack you at all different levels. They got short passing, deep passing, and running. I would say what they did on Sunday was they just rammed their head into a wall 30 times and were effective enough. They were passing grade. They were a C. What's that saying from college kids? C's and D's get degrees? That was the Chiefs, because you have ingrained this in my head. You said it all last week. To win the game, the Chiefs have to run the ball effectively. Do you believe they ran effectively on Sunday? Because Kareem Hunt's yard per carry was actually worse than Jonathan Taylor's yard per carry. And every Chiefs fan listening, all of them, would tell you to a man, the Chiefs shut down Jonathan Taylor. And they did. He was better yards per carry than Kareem Hunt was. I think Kareem Hunt's great day is a product of 30 carries more than it is the Chiefs have a run game again. I think you could pick any running back in the league, even our favorite, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and if you ran him 30 times in an NFL game, he would probably get around 100 yards. So you know what? I am happy that they were more committed to the run. I don't think they did it effectively, and I don't think the rest of the NFL defensive coordinators are shaking in their boots. Oh boy, the Chiefs have a run game again. I think the rest of the league is thinking, if you want to run it 35 times for 3.4 yards per carry, be our guest.
This is where I think the run game was actually a very big plus and how I think it helped them win. I think it took a lot of the pressure off Patrick Mahomes, where he doesn't have to do everything. Even in the RPOs, Patrick Mahomes has to make a decision. Am I going to hand the ball off? Am I going to keep it? Are we going to throw? What's going to happen here? Where I think the Chiefs won this game by staying with the run and staying consistent with running the football is they grinded up the clock, they ran more plays, they wore down the Indianapolis Colts, and they kept the game close enough that when Mahomes needed to make the one or two plays that we saw him make in this game, the big throw to Xavier Worthy, the big play to Rashee Rice to help put them in, I don't think you were asking Mahomes to do everything. One thing that I thought was pretty interesting, and I do think has been interesting for the last couple of months, have you noticed how many former Chiefs players have been speaking out about the offense? I mean, Mitchell Schwartz came in here, criticized the offense and what they're doing. The same thing happened on Sunday NFL Countdown with Alex Smith. We can pull the audio where he said that the offense is too dependent on Mahomes to make every single decision and be a superhero. So where I think the Chiefs and their balance and the run game, I'm with you, it wasn't super effective. They didn't run for 4 or 5 yards a carry. But I think keeping the pressure off Mahomes, turning a 1st and 10 into a 2nd and 7, maybe you run it on 2nd and 5 and now it's 3rd and 2 and it's a completely different passing down. I think those things little by little take some of the responsibility off of Patrick Mahomes, which in turn I think could help you open up the offense.
The only thing I will say is Andy Reid going to ever do that again? Because for your first down gain 3 yards and now it's 2nd and 7 and pressure's off Mahomes, I would disagree. I don't think 2nd and 7 is just some, you know, burden off Mahomes' shoulders. That's by every metric, 2nd and let's just say medium. Some people would call it long. It's medium. It's still a passing down at that point. So I don't think that's a burden off Mahomes' shoulders. And on Sunday on 2nd and 7, Andy Reid handed it to Kareem Hunt again, and it turned into 3rd and 3. Do we think he's doing that every Sunday? Because if you think Andy Reid is every Sunday going to be 1st down, 3 yards to Kareem Hunt, 2nd down, 3.5, 4 yards to Kareem Hunt, now it's 3rd and manageable, and you think Andy is turning a corner, then I actually kind of will come around to your side. I'm not going to believe that. I have one game to prove he's done that. I have the entirety of his 30 years coaching football to the contrary. Even when he's had effective run games, Jamal Charles, LeSean McCoy, Brian Westbrook, like Kareem Hunt when he was a rookie in Kansas City, he wasn't a 50-50 split, we're going to run the ball, we're going to establish the run kind of guy. He's always been West Coast and pass first. So I think the Chiefs running the ball 30 times with Hunt, and I believe 40-plus times, you include Mahomes' run, Edwards-Helaire runs, and all those things.
Yeah, they ran it 36 times in the game. They were very committed to running the football.
I don't think that's ever happening again. I think that was one game Andy Reid said, this is what I got to do to win, but that's not how he likes to win. And I think when they look at the film yesterday, today, tomorrow, they're going to notice we weren't very good doing it. So they're going to be in a 2nd and 7 against Dallas. That's just football. Do we think they're going to turn around and give it to Kareem Hunt to cut down the yardage, or do we think they're going right back to Old Faithful, and that's that passing game that Andy Reid loves so much?
Yeah, I think you're looking at it potentially from the wrong perspective, and this is why. I don't think the Chiefs have any questions or lack trust in Kareem Hunt. They've shown me that for a year and a half. They gave Kareem Hunt a lot of carries when he first got here, when he was unemployed for a while, and they trust him. They trust him in short yardage situations. They have done nothing to show me that they don't believe in Kareem Hunt. So I'm not worried about that. The question is, do they still believe in Isaiah Pacheco that way? Because they've never shown a commitment to giving Isaiah Pacheco the ball the way that they just gave it to Kareem Hunt. I mean, the last time that Isaiah Pacheco got more than 15 carries was last September was the last time they gave him more than 15 carries. Oddly enough, that's the last time that Isaiah Pacheco had more than 60 yards rushing in the game. They've shown a willingness to just keep hammering and hammering and hammering with Kareem Hunt. Do they have that same ability or same confidence in Isaiah Pacheco? Because I think everybody agrees. They're not giving Kareem Hunt 25 carries in this game, not coming off a short week and what he just did in the game against Indianapolis. So, but are they willing to give Kareem Hunt 12 or 13 carries and then turn around and give Isaiah Pacheco 14, 15, 16 carries, where maybe you're not getting the 30 carries from one individual, but you're splitting it up between the two and you're going to stay diligent in the run that way? I don't think anybody can answer that question for you right now. But to me, heading into this game is, how confident are they in Isaiah Pacheco? How healthy is Isaiah Pacheco to potentially run the ball 20 times if that's what the game script calls them to do?
That is, I think we're coming about it different ways, but we're asking the same question. I don't know the Chiefs are ever going to have the amount of faith they had on Sunday in Kareem Hunt and a running back again this year. I just don't. Part of that is who's in their backfield. I know Damian Pierce, we'll talk about here with Landry Locker here in about 5 minutes, you know, from Houston, get a scouting report. Whether it be Pierce, Edwards-Helaire, Hunt, or Pacheco, I don't know they trust anyone to do that again. I feel like they got the one game out of their system. There was one game last year. It was the Niners game. I bet if you pull the numbers, in San Francisco, Kareem Hunt had a ton of carries. I bet you that was his high watermark for the year. They didn't go back to him the same way like that again. Maybe it was the Bucs game, but it was early in the time he had come back. They really rode him. Then they stopped. You mentioned the stats, Isaiah Pacheco. There have been games in the Clyde Edwards-Helaire era. I know we get our jokes off at his expense. There have been games in the era where they've been like, hey, Clyde, we're going to really give you the ball. It's never been consistent. It's been one and done blips. It's been outliers. It's been, you know, outside of the norm. So I do not think that, oh man, they ran the ball so effective, here comes a big change for Andy Reid is coming. I think Andy Reid is going to do what a lot of people are going to do. Look at the yards per carry. Think, woof, we were not very effective on Sunday. And if we didn't run it 30 times, it would have been way worse. We need to get the passing game going better, and I think that's what you're going to see going forward, because historically, that's who Andy Reid is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.